When I began to map geology in these Boston Montana mines, that's where the troubles were between Heinze and the Boston Montana Company. So that's how I got into being a witness in a lot of these hearings before the courts. There was the Butin and Boston case, called the Michael Devitt case, and the other one was the Pennsylvania case. Those were between Heinze and the Boston Montana Company. Well, I was taking geological notes, of course, all that time, mapping.
So 1906 was when you really
became chief geologist, yes.
Took over the
company, yes.
But now, let's see, just at this time, can we tie in any of the Heinze trouble with you personally?
Well, after these big lawsuits were settled, and there was always trouble about the ownership of ore in connection with both the Butin and Boston and the Montana, Boston Montana and the Heinze Company. And there was apex difficulties, and there was constantly, our company was being brought into court, and we were being enjoined from working this ore or working that ore. And in most of those cases, where that happened, where there was an injunction, I was appointed as the inspector, to go underground to see whether the injunction was being obeyed. So I was appointed by the court. So I would be the only one that had a right to go in the Heinze mines because I was doing it under a court order.